Good morning. Welcome to Trending. This is Ben Rogers. I continue my budget discussions with county mayors across the Upper Cumberland, and this morning I am joined by White County Mayor Denny Wayne Robinson. Good morning, Denny Wayne.
Good morning, sir. Glad to be here.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm glad you're here. Second time you've been on, and you and I laugh about it, and of course Ben Danner's a friend of ours, but last time I had y'all on for two segments, and it was more of a Ben Danner show.
Well, that it was. Ben Danner has some opinions sometimes that he likes to
talk about. He likes to express all of them. Yeah. But I actually just got a phone with him a minute ago. He had a question for me, and it was a budget question, and that's one of the reasons you're here. But I want to get updates on some other stuff, too, going on in White County. It's always good to visit with you and talk to you, and White County is such a good place to be. And you're in your second term. Remind everybody you're in your second term as county executive. And your title is executive again. It's kind of split in the Upper Cumberland about county executive and mayor. Don't mean a thing.
Doesn't mean a thing. They're all the same.
All the same, just a different title.
Been called a lot worse.
Well, yeah, I have to. Other than the county commissioner, I have been called a lot worse, especially in the last few weeks with everything going on. So, but we're getting through. And speaking of everything going on the last few weeks, how are the operations going? Let's get an update on the operations in White County with all the county functions. How are they going?
Well, overall, things are back to normal. Matter of fact, we really didn't lose, as far as county operations, much change. We are very basic there. We provide the basic services, so there wasn't really much that you could cut back on. I've got one person in my office. Obviously, I couldn't do anything there.
Right.
She had to be there. We had to perform the solid waste removal, debris, and run EMS and sheriff's department. So there wasn't a whole lot of changes in the operation.
Is the courthouse open for people to come in?
Courthouse is open. Now we did shut the courthouse down for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Till we kind of got a grasp on things and how things was going. But yeah, we're back open for business now.
Well, and of course, some counties across the state are still only taking appointments only and encouraging their citizens to transact business over the internet or over the phone. But employees are still working. So there's still some counties, but a lot of the counties up the Cumberland have opened up and people can go in and transact business. And of course, everybody's taking precautions and having the mask on as far as some of them are when they come in. Some of them, of course, now the Supreme Court just come out with their ruling about being in the courtrooms and maybe in a justice center about having masks on. So that just come out last week. I think it was actually Friday night when it came out, last Friday. So
I think so too. Yeah. We actually still conduct two courts inside our courthouse, and so that's raised some confusion from the other offices and stuff. But yeah, if you're going to court, they're requiring masks.
So everything's still going, operations are still going, people can transact business. How's the budget going? And it's budget time, and you and I actually, I don't really talk to you a whole lot during budget time. You have a finance office, mm-hmm. and y'all have been centralized on your finances for 30 years, over 30 years. So y'all are one of the you're one of the first counties to actually pass the 1981 Act, Centralized Financial Management Act of 1981, because I think y'all passed it, in 83, 84, 85, somewhere?
It's been in place
for a
while.
So a few years after the legislature put it in place, White County was proactive and said, we're going to do this. And of course, you've had several county executives come through since then, but you don't have to worry about the day-to-day finances, but you're still heavily involved with the budget.
Oh, absolutely heavily involved. And yes, that 81 Act is great. I don't know why every county doesn't do it. There are so many catches in place to prevent things from going wrong.
Sure.
And so it's a great system to have. But yes, I'm still just as involved. Any department head is still just as involved with 81 Act as they are with any other act.
Right.
They just don't have to keep up with the checkbook,
right,
for lack of a better term.
And you're not solely responsible for the finances every day, and you don't have employees solely answering to you. They're answering to a financial management committee.
Correct.
And the finance director answers to them, and he or she, in this case, it's Chad.
Chad Markham,
and Chad's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got a great background and does a great job, but he has employees that do the things, but he's consolidating the budgets, but you're also getting out information to officials, and he is too, about budget time. Or have y'all passed a budget?
We have our budget. We passed it in June.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We passed it. Tax rate remained the same as it's been for the past 4 or 5 years. We anticipate a little loss in revenue this year, so we didn't put any raises in for employees. We're going to see how this COVID thing plays out.
Right.
We're hoping, we're kind of one of them deals, you hope for the best, but plan for the worst.
Yeah, and we've talked about with the other mayors I've had on the last few weeks about the revenue, and it's one of those things where you don't know. We didn't know in March, into March and 1st of April, how this was going to play out. And rural counties have actually probably benefited in sales tax. And yes. I know y'all went up too.
Yes, we went up too. Of course, you run 2 months behind on your sales tax collections. So right now it is trending in a positive direction.
And that's better than what we thought. So, but it's still easy or still good to be conservative on your budget for fiscal year 21 because you just don't know. It's so unpredictable right now. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
No,
this stuff
we don't. It changes almost hourly.
It does. So when I've gotten calls from mayors and finance directors and commissioners, and I spoken to a lot of commissioners this year from different counties about budgets and Van Buren especially, and we kind of know what's going on there. And they're working through their issues, but I spent a lot of time with commissioners this year, and they've asked me, what's your advice? And I just say, Be conservative.
Be conservative,
because we just don't know where it's going. Now, some counties have met very sparingly on the budget committee side. And so in Putnam County, we met 3 times. We met 3 times. We recommended our budget, which is going to go to the full commission in a couple of weeks. And we are satisfied with where we're at. It took 3 meetings. And people's like, well, how did you do that? Well, the mayor and his employees got all the finances together. They got us the information out. We met the first time, did about an hour and a half summary of everything going on. That gave them a week. We gave them a week to ponder on it. They have the budget in their hands, ask questions about anything. The only thing that went up was salaries. I mean, there's step raises built in every year for employees. That's the only thing that increased. Our officials actually did pretty well on decreasing their other parts of their budget. Mm-hmm. So our overall budget is lower than last year. So we 3 times, it's how it took. Did y'all meet quite a bit in budget committee?
Yeah, we did. We met quite a bit. We had a couple issues with the employee insurance or wheel tax, stuff like that. That wheel tax is no longer it's not bringing enough revenue to meet the employee insurance. That's what it was designed for, was employee insurance. And it no longer generates enough revenue to cover that. So there was about a $300,000 spread we had to come up with. And that's the biggest increase in our budget, in county general, is taking care of that. So we had quite a few meetings, yes.
So the wheel tax, is it solely for that, or is
wheel tax is 100% for employee insurance.
That's unique that a county was able to do that. And that's good. I think that's a great way. I've actually been talking to Van Buren about like doing a hybrid increase on property taxes and maybe trying a wheel tax. And of course, the people will, if they petition it, they'll get to vote on it, and they probably will. But trying that out, but y'all designated strictly for personnel, and that's a good way to do it. But now, when did y'all do that?
Oh, that was 7-8 years ago. So, whenever the Affordable Health Care Act was passed.
Okay, so when ACA come out, y'all and y'all being proactive to try to make sure you met the federal guidelines.
Met the federal guidelines.
So that's a good idea anyway. I actually didn't know that, I don't think. But now in 7-8 years, it's not enough to cover it.
No, it's not. And you know, before we did this, we researched it, checked the trends, the inflation rate, and anticipated it lasting about 15 years because it brought in a little much to start with, and that money was earmarked, set aside, and designated fund. And but we've been having it for the past 3 years, having to draw off that overage, and now we're to the point where it's all gone. So it made it about 8 or 9 years, and it was projected for 15. So
for those that may not be aware of how health insurance works in counties, and Danny Wayne, step in if you think I say something different. But, you know, a lot of your premiums, whether it increases or not, depends on how much activity has happened the prior year. How many people have gotten sick? Have there been major surgeries? Have there been major illnesses? I've seen counties actually premium go down because there wasn't a whole lot going on health-wise. But if a county has a few employees that have maybe some kind of disease or some kind of sickness, I should say, cancer or something, that have chemo treatment for 12 months, then your premiums could go up as a county, and there's nothing you can do about it.
No, there's nothing you can do.
And you're trying to find the best rates, but when things like that happen, so that could spike the health insurance. So y'all, no tax increase though on property taxes.
No tax increase.
And you didn't touch a will tax because you already have one there. You don't know about employee raises at this time.
Well, as the budget's passed right now, there are no employee raises. But like I was talking about earlier, after about 6 months in, mm-hmm. when we start seeing how this COVID affects us, we may go back and amend the budget and put
Do you see potential where people may be late on their property taxes from all this, or do you think they'll try to pay them like they normally do?
We have, when we did our budget, we kind of increased the delinquency rate. So we are anticipating that's
what I was getting to. You answered my question without me directly asking. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to trick you, but I was going to ask you, so how's your delinquent rate go? And the delinquent rate is what you anticipate the people that don't pay on time by February 28th or February 29th, depending on what year it is. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm visiting with Denny Wayne Robinson. He's the county executive in White County. I got at least one more segment with him, and we may just keep him here all day. We don't know yet, but he's updating us on White County and the budget, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to Trending. This has been Rogers. Again, I have Denny Wayne Robinson, the White County executive, with me. I've had him on before, and this time he's by himself, so we'll get a little bit more attention to him, and he ain't got to share his time with others. But been talking about the fiscal year 2021 budget. They did pass it in June, just to catch you up, passed one in June. No property tax increase, no tax increase at all. Very conservative projections, mm-hmm. Denny Wayne, and that's kind of what we talked about doing. One thing that you got to pay attention to, two for next budget year, which will be fiscal year 2022, is you're going through reappraisal this year.
Yeah.
And so your assessor office, the assessor property, along with the state, have they started the process already? You start in July.
Actually, I'm sorry.
We just went through this process. I'm sorry. You went through it. Okay.
Yes, we just went through it. Matter of fact, our certified tax rate came in after we had passed the budget.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, now that's interesting.
Yeah,
so,
it has been interesting.
So y'all went – that's good. So y'all passed the budget. Of course, and I said this last week with Jimmy and Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Mason, you know, the comptroller's office is pushing counties to pass it by June 30th.
Yes,
and y'all
they
did
are.
That.
We did that.
You abided by their wishes.
Mm-hmm.
But you did it without a certified rate.
We did it without a certified rate.
Can you tell me about that? I want to learn more.
Well – we have, we talked earlier about having a finance director and a finance office. So we have the ability to keep track on the value of the penny, which is basically how you do your budget.
Right.
And so we had a wet finger in the air idea of what was going to bring. And that's why we kind of held off on our raises for employees. So if it ended up bringing in more than what we anticipated, then that leaves us room to give those cost of living raises, because our employees, our county employees, work hard, and they've not had the raises that really they deserve over the past few years, because we've been very conservative in our budget, and so this may give us opportunity to do that if it works out good.
So what tax rate did you pass as a commission?
$2.05.
What did the certified rate come back at?
Certified rate came back at $1.74.
Okay. So technically, y'all passed a higher rate than the certified rate.
Yes.
But did you have to go through the process of having a public hearing and all that? And
we will. Now that's coming up Monday night.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. That's what I was getting to, because you gotta. But has the tax levy been approved?
Tax levy's been approved.
Okay. So it approved at 205.
Yes.
The certified rate. Okay. So I got you. I'm mm-hmm. with you now. So your rate dropped 30 cents pretty much.
Almost.
But that's how much property value is growing in White County.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Because you don't want it to go the other way.
No, you don't want it to go the other way.
And then you're raising taxes even more. So that's interesting. I don't think I've ever had a county in my 15 years pass a budget and a certified or at a tax levy when they're going through reappraisal, they don't have a certified rate.
Yes.
That's impressive. So kudos to you and the commission and Chad and for knowing. And so you're having a public hearing Monday night.
Monday night, yes.
And you're going to just talk about why the rate stayed at 205.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because a public hearing, when you're above the certified rate, the public hearing is an opportunity for the public to come in and ask you, the commission and Chad questions about why the rate it is what it is.
Yes.
So, okay. Well, that's good information. Let's change just a little bit, because I don't want to leave this show today without mentioning this, and we didn't get to it last week and probably hadn't talked about it enough, but the census is going on.
The census is going on.
And I know you wanted to mention some things about the census. Have you gotten any feedback about how it's going in White County?
Well, we're showing from the data that we're getting from the census people that We are about average. White County is about average. Actually, the whole Upper Cumberland is about average on returns. But we need everybody to do it. It's so important for it's for the next 10 years, mm-hmm. to grant you get the money received from federal government for transportation, for things like your human resource agency, your development district. It is so important. We need everybody to make sure.
And schools.
Schools. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
And so, again, chime in if you need to, Dean Wayne, but basically, if you're not counted in the census and the federal government don't know you exist for the census sake, you may not get as much money as you could have gotten if you would have been counted through federal programs.
Exactly.
And so that could hurt the county providing services for not only the children, but for the elderly, because through the development district and UCHRA, the Human Resource Agency.
Roads.
Roads. And you, everybody, listen, I know one thing in my 15 years of doing work with the County Technical Assistance Service and being a commissioner for 6 years. I know one thing. People want their roads fixed. They want good roads, and they don't want to hit potholes, and they don't want to run in the ditch and have a narrow road. They want the roads maintained. So turn your census in. You can do it online. You can go to the federal government web. I think it's uscensus.gov or census.gov. You go on there. It's quick. It's not, 5 minutes?
If that long.
Yeah. So go on there. Make sure wherever you live in this area listening, it's White County, Putnam, wherever, get on the census and be counted, because that money it's there. The money's there. Mm-hmm. It's going to be distributed. You just want it to be distributed to you.
Yeah. If we don't get it here in Upper Cumberland, then it's going to go somewhere else in Tennessee. And if we don't get it in Tennessee, it's going to go somewhere else in the United States. California, Florida.
That's right.
Somebody else is going to get it. The money's going to go somewhere.
That's right. I want to shift back to the state a little bit. We talked last week. The governor had mentioned back in session before all this happened that he was going to, and when he ran, and I don't want to speak for his campaign, but when he ran, I know one thing he focused on was helping rural counties.
Yes.
And providing assistance, financial assistance for those counties. He really didn't lay out the plan right away, but we found out this last session that he was going to designate millions of dollars for county governments to utilize for capital projects. Well, COVID-19 hit. Counties were worried about their lack of revenue and revenue decreasing. So they thought, well, we'll lobby with the legislature and the governor to see if we can just have that money and use for operations.
Mm-hmm.
Some counties are needing it. Some counties are not. Some counties are pressing forward with their capital project plan as original. How much money is White County getting?
We originally was getting around $720,000 was originally. And then our General Assembly went back in and they adjusted some money. Apparently, some of the metropolitan areas was getting more. Yeah. I'm not sure how that formula worked out. But anyway, to answer your question, we ended up getting a little over $890,000 just about.
Do you know, does the commission decided what they're going to do with that money?
Well, yes, we've had lots of long talks about that. And we have decided, even though they lift the regulations about being capital projects, we decided to stay with that route. I was so afraid about using that money for reoccurring expenses.
Right.
Because the next year that money may or probably will not be there. And then we still got them reoccurring expenses going on. So I didn't want to go down that road. I didn't want to lead the commission down that road or our citizens.
Sure.
So we're using it for one-time expenditure, stuff that we wanting to, been needing to do. We've got two or three county buildings that we need a roof on, the jail in particular. And the courtrooms over there, they've got some leaks. We're going to fix that. There's a boiler system, kind of an HVAC system for the heat in the jail, that we're going to replace that. There's a couple of buildings that need some HVAC repair done, building repairs. Our big thing that we have is on, White Oak Flat. We have got a road that's sliding off the side of a mountain. This repair for this road is going to be $1 million plus.
Wow.
This $800,000 is not even going to touch
sure.
it. But we're going to put what we can towards that to help.
Yeah.
It's still moving. You can go up there and sit and watch it. It's still sliding down the mountain.
Wow. That's dangerous.
It's very dangerous. Mm. And so it's got to be repaired right. You don't want your kids and school buses and, you know, going up through
no.
there. There's no telling what that's going to cost.
Sure.
So a lot of it's going to go to that.
That's good. So did you have a lot of input from commissioners on what they thought it should go to? Or?
Yeah, we did. We had, public safety was always a big thing on
sure.
that. Of course, when this road happened, that pretty much everybody was like, yeah, we've got to help get that road fixed.
Right.
But everybody was pretty much in – unison that, you know, hey, the plan that we worked out, we had a bunch of things listed. We was looking at police cars, ambulances, such and so forth. But we felt like there was these one-time expenses that need, you know, may not need to be done again for another 20 years.
Sure.
This was a good place to put that money.
Yeah, and I think several counties are approaching it that way. And the only one that I know that's probably not right now in the Upper Cumberland is Van Buren. Mm-hmm. And they're going to, right now, their tentative plan, they haven't passed the budget yet, so it's all tentative, but they're planning on putting it in their fund balance to get them through to tax season. So yeah. They're going to borrow a tax anticipation note to operate.
Yes.
And so the comptroller's office has been watching everybody's desires or needs or plans, I should say, with this money. And they probably have they had any input with y'all, or have they been good with everything that y'all have turned in budget wise as far as what you're, because I know some of the comptroller's office are talking to some counties, well, you might want to use this state grant money for this.
Yeah. I've not heard anything. They seem to be pleased with what we've done.
Good.
We're very conservative, and we don't have a lot of money in our rainy day fund savings. But we're in a lot better shape than some. So we're physically good.
That's good. Well, I appreciate you being here with me today. Do you have anything else you want to go over? Because if you don't, we're going to roll on to Mr. Randy Hetty here, the next segment from Jackson County. I'm trying to get a lot of county mayors in the next few weeks to talk about budgets, but I don't want to leave you hanging.
No, I am good. I appreciate the time. Appreciate getting the word out and look forward to doing it again.
Well, I appreciate what you're doing for White County. I've seen them progress since you've been there. Leadership has been great. You've got a pretty good commission.
You've got a good commission.
You've got good county officials. And, of course, you've got great employees. So White County is a great county. If you haven't been there, surely you can get down south from here a little bit and go. They've got a lot going on. It's beautiful and just doing a good job. And I enjoy working with you. So thanks for being here.
Thank you, sir.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. We'll be back in the next segment with Jackson County Mayor Randy Hetty. Join me in just a minute. Welcome back to Trending. I'm in my third segment on this show. And I actually convinced Denny Wayne to stick around with me just for a little bit, because my next guest is the Jackson County Mayor, Randy Hetty, and Randy has been on before as well, but he's only been on once before, and I wanted to have him back to update us on Jackson County. But Randy, I hope you're not too bothered by Mr. Denny Wayne sticking around for a few minutes. He's going to stay a little bit, and I hope that don't bother you.
No, man. Anytime I get a chance to say hi to my buddy from White County, I'm tickled to do it. Denny, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, sir, and I appreciate being asked to stay on, because I just wanted to say that Mr. Hetty, Mayor Hetty, in his first term, and is doing such an excellent job. We go to a lot of meetings and stuff that's regional boards, regional committees, and Mayor Hetty does an excellent job. Asks questions, gets involved. I've been very impressed with the way he's run his county, and it's happy. I'm glad to see that. It's a good thing to see.
Yeah, and Randy, before you say something, because you're humble and you're not going to take any credit, and that's okay, but Randy and I go way back when he was a commissioner, mm-hmm. and really got introduced to each other when we did reapportionment about Loss of Mine in 2011. So that's been 9 years ago. You and I go back. You're a commissioner, and very involved then, have been involved the whole time, and you get an opportunity to fill in for a vacancy, and then you win your election. But Denny Wayne, if you could have seen where they were at before,
mm-hmm.
And where they're at now, and if you could see where they were at before Randy really got involved as a commissioner, he laid the groundwork as a commissioner with the other commissioners. And it's just not him, but he was leading that charge. And so they're leaps and bounds better than where they were back in 2010-11.
Oh, I can only imagine, you know. And another thing I like about Randy, he's very, like you're talking about, he's humble, but he don't care to ask. When he doesn't know something, you know, he'll call other mayors, he'll call you, he'll get and research it. He leaves no stone unturned for his county.
Yeah, and Randy, I'll let you talk just a little bit, but I did mention last week that you county mayors at Upper Cumberland are a tight knit group. You get along really well, and y'all help each other if you're in need, and I think that's awesome. So, Randy, I'll let you talk now for a minute.
Well, I appreciate it. You guys are too kind. First of all, your checks will be in the mail, okay?
Absolutely.
I'll get y'all a check for saying good things, and I do appreciate it. But, you know, I try to follow the lead. You know, Denny Wayne bragged on me, and I'll just tell the people of White County, they couldn't be represented no better. We give Denny Wayne a hard time. because every time we go to a meeting with the ECD, you see White County Mayor plastered all over every video we watch, okay, because of the great things he's doing down there and with Herman. And also I know that he's got another PELP grant. And, you know, that's just exciting news to see the changes he's made in White County. And I've not been going there before, but I know what I'm seeing now. So just really appreciate, you know, and you're right, Ben. We have a good group of Upper Cumberland County mayors, Upper Cumberland area mayors. We all like one another. And then, you know, you've got the ones that you lean on the most. And Denny Wayne's one of those guys I've called many times, you know, and said, hey, what are you doing here? What are you doing there? As a matter of fact, when we had to do some things because of COVID and we had to do some things with personnel policy changes, he was so kind to share some information with me to help me make that change myself, you know. So, yeah, we have a good time. Like to hang out, too, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
And I heard last week that Jimmy Johnson wore some interesting attire when y'all hung out the last time. Something about overall shorts. Is that right? Is that true?
That's hilarious.
I can't confirm or deny.
Oh, boy.
And he might have had on some work boots, too, man. I'm just telling you, like some Red Wings, you know? I mean, it was COVID's been so hard for every one of us. And every time we have a group meeting or a conference, we like to hang out. Like I said, we'll go have dinner together, you know, and shoot the breeze and just have a good time. And COVID shut down everything, and so we did get together a few weeks ago. Had a blast. It was fun after the restrictions lifted, just so the people know. But had a good time.
Yeah, Jeff Mason is actually the one that told on Jimmy for that attire. So,
He would.
Randy, so how are operations going right now due to COVID at the courthouse in Jackson County? How's everything going?
Everything's going good, as I'm sure Denny Wayne's had it. Well, I know he's had his challenges. We've talked, but, you know, we're open to the public, but, you know, it's just kind of, it's a different time trying to keep sanitation stations in place and try to, you know, convince people to do as much social distancing as possible. So, but everything's been fine. You just worry about that case like Mayor Jones had in Macon County where you have somebody inside your courthouse, you know, and, you know, inevitably, I'm sure Denny Wayne agrees, but it's coming. It's just a matter of time, and then you just deal with it and move on.
Absolutely. It is a matter of time, and we've done a good job. Randy and I have had several conversations about, you know, what do we do? How do we handle that when that situation happens?
Yes.
Yeah, and so we didn't really talk about masks, Denny Wayne, in the last segment, but, of course, the governor come out a few days ago or over a week ago now about mandating the county mayors can mandate masks, and we talked briefly last week with Jeff and Jimmy about it. And now the Upper Cumberland mayors have decided to mandate masks, and that's y'all's decision now that the governor turned it over to you, which was a little bit, I guess it was surprising to the mayors.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, surprising that it happened. But the county mayor, y'all got together and talked, which you can, and that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to rely on each other, like you said, and y'all decided right now you wasn't going to do that. So, it's there, the option's there, but none of the mayors in Upper Cumberland have done that, as far as I know, as of today, anyway.
No, we haven't, and we had a couple of conference calls, and we basically, you can't do this as a county. People in White County can, you know, if I was to mandate it in White County, or I can't shut down White County borders, people still drive to Putnam County, still drive to Jackson County, still drive to Overton County. There's you can't do that in a local grid like that and have any effect.
Right. At Randy, have you had anybody?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, back up Denny Wayne, he's correct. So, you know, shout out to Alan Foster. He's the one that put the conference call together real quickly, as Denny can attest to. I think it was on, I don't remember when he made that decision. Sunday, I believe it's Sunday afternoon we were texting. But, you know, and it's important. I mean, you think about it. 70% of my workforce goes out of county. And what good would it do me to mandate a mask here, and they're going to go to Putnam County. And I got people work in White County. I mean, I don't know the statistics, but it's well over 150 people. It may have surpassed 200 now that work in White County alone. And so, you know, that's two counties that you're crossing to get there. So I agree with Danny. I mean, it does no good, and we needed to all be on the same page. And I just appreciate all the other mayors being willing to get on the phone and say, hey, I can't do this, you know. And on top of that, I believe that goes against our rights. I don't think that we should be mandating masks. You know, here in my county, I know that I'm highly recommended wearing them if you're in a position to where you can't maintain all the things that we talk about. You know, the CDC guidelines are maybe not that stringent, but if I'm in a crowd of people, I was at a festival this weekend, I wore my mask, you know.
Sure.
Trying to set the example because people were – you know, not shoulder to shoulder, but they were close. And but now I'm not wearing one in my office. You know, I'm not wearing one from standing outside and ain't nobody around me. Definitely ain't wearing one when I'm driving down the road in a vehicle.
Yeah, I've seen quite a bit of that.
Yeah, I know.
But well, I want to get y'all's take because I'm Diddy Wayne. I didn't get to ask you last segment, and I know that y'all have talked. And I just think it's a good thing again that y'all are conversing with each other as leaders of your counties. To talk about things and kind of be on the same page. And of course, every county's different and populations are different, but a lot of the counties in Upper Cumberland are the same in a lot of the way you approach things, the way people work, and the way people live life, you know, value life. And so a lot of the things are very similar despite the size of counties, and y'all are working together to try to maintain that. So I appreciate that. Randy, yeah. So let's talk about just a little bit. Let's get started talking about your budget. We'll run out of time this first segment. But Danny Wayne, we got through his, and just to recap, that no tax increase there in White County. You're not finished because I know I work almost a lot with you on the budget. But I will say this. Since, I don't know, for the last, couple years, I haven't had to be there as much because y'all know what you're doing. And you've got good staff, and you've got commissioners that are understanding, and you've got commissioners that you communicate with, and y'all meet, and you're transparent. And I'm not down there as much during budget time as I used to be. I mean, I used to be down there four or five times getting things ready, and I know I've been down once. I'm going to come back again, but I'll just say that y'all have made steps, leaps and bounds and steps towards progressing, getting the budget done, and you're not needing a whole lot of help. So I applaud you there because it's not always been that way, as you know. And when you were commissioner, you and I would work together somewhere. We'd meet at the courthouse or meet somewhere, and you and I would work on it and try to figure some things out, and some other commissioners, and we'd do work sessions together. So I do want to mention that, and we are going to take a quick break. And we'll get back into your budget process when we come back. You're listening to Trending. This is Ben Rogers. I've been lucky to be joined this segment by two county mayors, Danny Wayne Robinson from White County and Jackson County Mayor Randy Heady. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the last segment of Trending on this week's episode. I'm visiting with Jackson County Mayor Randy Heady and continue to visit with White County Executive Danny Wayne Robinson. Danny Wayne started the show with me and got Randy involved halfway through and been talking about budgets. Randy, we mentioned that before we left that your budget's not finished, and historically – Jackson County doesn't pass a budget by June 30th, and I'll let you explain why to listeners because it's been that way for years. And basically, I'll ask you the question the comptroller asked you, and you can respond to it the way you responded to him. Why don't you pass your budget by June 30th?
Well, in a small county like ours in rural county, you know, revenues are such important. And I mean, if I'm missing $100,000 revenue, you know, that's five pennies in my county. Almost six. And so that's a major setback. So we like to wait till the budget's been done. I've got the budget complete, but I've been waiting on revenues. Revenues are now in. We've closed out the books in the trustee's office. So, we're ready to move forward. And you know, by state law, I need to give it to my commissioners. I need them, give them a week to look over it. We'll do a budget workshop on the first Monday in August, which is always typical, Ben, you know, for the last 3 or 4 years. And then, the second Monday, we'll pass it. And just kind of want to stay par for the course, and it seems to work really good for us.
And I think it's always a good idea to have a budget workshop. Van Buren County had one on Tuesday of this week to let the commissioners know their status and what was going on and why the fund balance was what it was and why expenses are doing this. I mean, just a good informational session. You don't vote. you don't really deliberate. You just ask questions and you get information. And so at the Jackson County workshop the first week, and I'll be there with you, we'll answer questions. You'll go over highlights of the budget. You'll talk about fund balance, which, you know, the two common questions from county commissioners to the county mayors and the finance directors are we going to need a tax increase? And how much fund balance we're going to have. And that's the two common questions. And really, sometimes they don't even get to the second one because they want to know if they got past the tax increase. And so we'll start in that work session. But right now, I mean, you're looking, and I've looked at it too, the budget's looking pretty good for Jackson County, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Fortunately for us, COVID, you know, on your revenues has not had a major impact. Our collection rate on property taxes is right where it was last year. And then, of course, the sales tax revenue is up tremendously. A lot of months we're up 100% on our sales tax revenue. And that's due to the law that was passed last year that went into effect in October was the point of origin sales tax. And so we get the internet sales tax now back to your county. If you buy something on the internet or online and it's dropped off at your door, then the sales tax goes back to the point of origin, which has been made a tremendous impact into Jackson County. And so with that and all the other revenues are about the same or up. Actually, we've got several that are up. TBA revenue sharing is up this year because of property value. So, yeah, we're looking really good.
And that's good. And you're hoping, of course, you don't know it's going to be the commission decision, but you're hoping you're not having to increase revenues for the tax rate or anything like that. But it's definitely a process to get through. And budget committees, y'all meet several times in Jackson County, and I think it's a good thing. And of course, a lot of discussions going on about the economy and where it's going, but nobody knows. And like Dwayne and I talked last segment, it's changing every hour what we're supposed to be doing based on COVID-19. So to be conservative is the right idea. If you can help your employees, you try to, but being conservative is the start, and then you go from there. So I think that's a good start anyway. The schools, do they have their budget passed, Randy?
No, but they're ready. Ms. Christy Brown, Director of Schools, she'll be at the budget committee meeting tomorrow night. Me and her both will be presenting our budgets to the budget committee for approval, and then so that we can move that to the next move. I think she passes hers and county in her school board meeting the next week, which her budget looks good too. For all intents and purposes, I think she is finished. We talked yesterday afternoon. You know, we have a real good relationship, a working relationship, and so everything looks like par for the course. It does look like we're going to be able to do a 2% raise to our employees, and I can tell you more about that if you'd like to know.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, here's the reason. We talked about it, and then we might could do more, but you were talking about being conservative. And the unknown, as everyone knows, especially Denny Wayne and yourself, if you do raises, that's reoccurring. That's a reoccurring expenditure that never goes away. So you want to be cautious when you're doing that. But our thinking was we can afford to do it this year, and it's not going to – it looks good. And a lot of it has to do with sales tax revenue and property tax. But next year, we don't know what the unknown's going to be. So we're really worried that there's no way we'll be able to do a raise next year. And so if we do it this year, we didn't want our employees to end up going 2 years without a compensation. So we did this year. Both of us are presenting tomorrow evening a 2% raise to our employees. Now, with the school system, that's not certified teachers. That's non-certified employees.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good – I mean, that's all over the board, really, on raises, because some counties have and some counties – and like Danny Wayne said, they're waiting to see kind of throughout the year where their revenue's at and see what they can do for their employees because, you know, as you know, the better you can treat your employees, the more services you can do and the happier they are. So any time you can, I think that's a good thing. Let's talk about – we got about 4.5 minutes left, and I don't want to leave on this without talking about state grant money. Danny Wayne covered what they were going to do with their money. How much money is Jackson County getting from the state grant money from the governor?
Well, it's $1,162,000, I believe I'm telling you correct. I sent in my information to get that put into my bank account. And we've not designated our money per se to a specific project. Now, what we have done is we know that we've got two or three projects that we'd like to do. Small projects, and then go forward from there. One of our projects that we're going to do is we're going to do some infrastructure at our local library. They've got some needs up there with some concrete some water issues that we need to take care of. So we're going to be doing a little bit of that. That's just a small portion of that money. We right now, as a budget committee, we've not presented it to the commission, but we feel like we're going to take that money and move it into capital projects and begin looking at projects down the line that we can do. We are definitely not going to use it for lost revenue on the county side. So it's kind of we're just being patient, not getting in a hurry. Going to see what we can do with it. You know, the Roaring River project, Ben, that I've talked to you about in the past, we're still moving forward with that. It seems like at a snail's pace, but we're moving. So, you know, we want to try to wait and see where that goes before we tie up a bunch of our money.
Can you give me some details on that project?
Well, that's where the Roaring River that the Corps of Engineer owns. You know, I've got a feasibility study and a parks planning grant that I'm doing to look at developing that park into a community park here. Of course, it is a park now. Right. It has a boat ramp. It has a walking track and some playground equipment and a picnic thing. But that's 30, 40 acres that we can take and develop more of a playground with a splash pad, hopefully, and some other botanical gardens, we hope. And there's some other ideas that we have, an outdoor amphitheater. So we want to get a study done, and we want to go through a lease agreement with the Corps of Engineer and then develop that into a tourist attraction and a community park here.
Oh, that's great. I mean, that's anytime you can do stuff outside for your citizens and make it an attraction and be outside, especially in this time where you're encouraged to be outside more, encouraged to do more things outside, I should say. You know, that's always good. So good luck with that. I hope it works out. Dina Wayne, did y'all have anything like an outdoor project y'all got going on right now? Or I know y'all completed one, I think.
Well, we're wrapping it up. It's not hard to complete yet, but kayak launch access.
Yes. Yep, that's good. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, of course, people love kayaking on the Caney, you know, and you're right there. And
well, we're home with Jackson Kayaks.
So that's right. Jackson Kayaks is there. And of course, and Randy, you have two rivers, really big rivers. Roaring River meets the Cumberland River. So y'all've got all kinds of water access there.
Yeah, and actually, I was meeting with the TWRA. Is the reason I couldn't come on until a little bit later. I've been with the TWRA this morning on some WMA land, looking at. We have a kayak entry point, but we're looking to expand that because it's just too little. People ain't got nowhere to park, so you know, we're having huge amounts of kayakers on the Roaring River every weekend and on Spring Creek. So. We're doing like Denny Wayne. We're developing that because people are coming from far and wide to do it. So it's amazing.
That's great. Well, we're going to wrap up here, and I tell you what, guys, two people I really enjoy working with and consulting with, and try to help you in any way I can. And it's just a pleasure for me to work with y'all, and I love seeing y'all interact. I thank y'all both for being here. Y'all do a great job for your counties, and I just enjoy sitting back watching y'all progress and offer the things you do for your citizens and become better.
Well, I appreciate it, and Randy's one of them that, you know, we bounce ideas off other. We make each other better, and that's a good thing in the Upper Cumberland. It helps everybody.
I agree.
Amen. Appreciate you, Ben. You know what a help you've been. I brag on you all the time. You know that in the kind words. I appreciate it. Denny Wayne, I'll tell you what I tell Ben. I used to see him all the time when I was a commissioner, and now that I got elected mayor, he don't like me no more. He never comes around. So,
of course, my response to that is I don't need to anymore. You got it figured out. But I appreciate the kind words, Randy and Denny Wayne, and thank y'all. And hope you have a good weekend, and we'll talk to y'all next week. I hope everybody's enjoyed this episode of Trending. I have, with two great people on here, two great public servants, with Denny Wayne Robinson from White County and Randy Handy from Jackson County. Join me next week. I'll have another guest, and we'll be back then and see you then. Hope you have a great weekend. Remember, be kind to people. Love on each other. We're still going through a tough time, and the best way to respond is just to be kind to everyone and live life the best you can. So hope you have a good weekend.